When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Well, the good news, Lee, is they appear to all have made it through. The Freedom Caucus, mm-hmm. the few conservatives left mm-hmm. in our legislature.
Yeah.
Dark money campaign aimed at them. Worst I have ever seen in all my years of covering politics. Absolutely outrageous.
Well, that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, okay, just so you understand what's going on here. Yeah, there's dark money in every state, and it's bad and it's nasty. But South Carolina is the worst. Ask Rock. Yes, South Carolina has notably weak regulations on dark money and campaign finance disclosure. The Center for Public Integrity's State Integrity Investigation gives annually South Carolina either a D- or an F in political financing due to what amounts to basically zero disclosure or ethics enforcement. Basically what we have in the state, and everybody was texting me last night, a friend of mine did, she was, you know, really into politics. Her husband ran for office, best guy ever. He would have been fantastic in the legislature. You would have loved him. But the liars at these dark money organizations took him out, and you guys elected a liberal Republican instead. So I said, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to war with these people because they just lie and lie and lie. And they lie in the form of those mailers they send to your house. One of the worst is Palmetto Truth Project, the hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project. A new one this time was the Conservative Grassroots Network. There's nothing conservative. These are liberal groups. And they flat out lie about these legislators' voting records. I mean, like, I know the slate of Freedom Caucus members who voted against a pay raise for themselves. They sent you mailers telling you that they voted for it. That's how bad. It's 180 stuff, Lee. They're not even trying to deal in subtleties. It's just flat out lies. And Lee, they all operate from P.O. boxes. Wow. They don't even give addresses where you could try to figure out, you know, who rents this, who owns it, who are the people behind this. In other states, you at least with dark money have to disclose your large donors. Not here. And if you've noticed the texts that are coming from dark money groups, there's no tag on them, like even who sent them. They're like out of the ether. That's it. So massive amounts of dark money were deployed against the Freedom Caucus. And I begged you, please do not take one of those mailers to the polls and vote based on it, because you will be electing a slate of liberal candidates they've put up to challenge actual conservatives, the few who are left. So really, really glad that got a lot of traction online. I pushed it really hard. Freedom Caucus pushed to let people know, no, you cannot trust these mailers. And it appears they all survived, Lee, unless I'm missing somebody, that they were able to do it. But we're going to see these kind of lies in the governor's runoff. We're going to see them in the AG's runoff. There's just big, big, big money in this state, particularly liberal law firms, a lot of interests, vested interest, and they're going to lie to you. Be very careful with anything in your inbox at this point. Anything you get in a text on your phone and anything that comes to you in the mail. I've never seen it this bad. It's just, it's a mess. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Tara, Trump is apparently misinformed on South Carolina. Does he know the legislature refused to pass his tax cuts from the big, beautiful bill? Obviously, he doesn't. Can he not see that they just blew up his redistricting request? They blew it off? Again, obviously not. I would like to know if Wilson will pass these cuts through. Yeah, I can ask him that today.
Well, I mean, it's got to get through the legislature first.
And I got to tell you, look, I normally love Trump. Trump has done generational damage to this state. And it started in the last round. My guess is what happened. Trump endorsed a whole slate of legislative candidates. I cannot imagine why a president would do that. But he did. It was basically every single liberal out there. And my guess is he endorsed Lindsey Graham shortly after that for Senate, knocking out any kind of credible candidate who could have beaten Lindsey Graham, like that had a big name. Because I'm telling you, some of these people in this governor's primary could have beaten Lindsey Graham. But Trump cleared the field a year in advance. And I've told you why. I know why. I mean, it's easy to watch why he did it. He's afraid of Lindsey Graham, and rightfully so, because Lindsey Graham controls the budget committee. His entire agenda was in that big, beautiful bill, and it had to pass through Lindsey Graham's budget committee. So Lindsey Graham held Trump's entire presidency in his hands. I don't think he had a choice, right? My theory, and I don't know this, but my theory is Graham also gave him a slate of every liberal Republican, or every liberal posing as a Republican, and Trump endorsed them all. So they're all in the legislature right now. And this is why you're seeing outrageous stuff, Lee, that you don't even see from liberal states. I mean, keep in mind, Vermont, New Hampshire, and California passed the Trump tax cuts at the state level.
Go figure.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
We did not. That's how radical this state is to the left. These people, yes, are Republicans. Why? Trump did that. He knocked out a whole slate of marvelous candidates. I don't know why he did it. That's my guess right there that was part of the Lindsey Graham deal. This is the Lindsey Graham machine. And then the very people who humiliated him by, you know, not helping with the redistricting. I mean, McMaster could have called that session early. It would have only needed 51 votes. He refused. You know, we had to push it through with 2/3 votes. That was a disaster. Then he finally calls it after he runs out the clock, does zero to lobby for it, leaves Trump hanging, a humiliation for Trump and devastating for us, Lee, because as Axios correctly points out, Democrats only need to take three seats to take Congress, to take the House and start impeachment. Could have been four. But Henry McMaster, Shane Massey, and this slate of Republicans he endorsed shanked him. So, I mean, Trump did this to himself. He absolutely did in this state. And we had those, you know, few Freedom Caucus members who'd managed to survive the Trump endorsements actually hang on. And the dark money came for them this time. Then you look at who Trump endorsed. I mean, Lindsey Graham. Okay, he had to do that. Pam Evatt and Henry McMaster. I mean, that's a reward for their treachery on the redistricting. They knocked a seat we needed to the Democrats. By the way, an unconstitutional seat, according to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to reverberate. I mean, you think Shane Massey, the liberal Republican head of the Senate, is going to eliminate the income tax? Yeah, I mean, you're tripping.
Yeah.
He's not. He's not. And that same crew that Trump put in place that betrayed him on the redistricting and knocked that district to the Democrats. Again, it could be Republican plus seven right now. It's Democrat plus 14. And what's so devastating, too, is that District 1 out on the coast, I used to live in it, and it swings back and forth between Democrats and Republicans. They could have taken that from plus 3 to plus 9 in that plan. In other words, making sure it's solid red? Nope. We got Lindsey Graham for another 6 years. You're about to see Lindsey Graham 2.0. He's a pretty miserable dude for the next 3 years. He's going to be an absolute thorn in Trump's side after this election is over. So it's going to take us years to purge the liberals out of our system here in South Carolina. And, you know, I'm getting all these texts. How could voters do this? How could they do this? How could they trust Trump. They trusted Trump in the last election. He blew it. And in this election, again, the only real source of news in this state on who's conservative and who's just pretending to be is us, 98.9. So I don't entirely blame voters. It was very hard, Lee, to find out who was a good person to vote for yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really was.
I mean, you got to do some research, but yeah.
So, but when you look at just the degree to which, again, and I look, Pam Evatt may be a nice person. She seems like a nice person. Yeah. I don't know her personally. But yeah, when you look at the degree those two have let him down, it's shocking. And you want to just look at it, who's been the worst to Trump in the entire lineup that ran for governor yesterday? That'd be Evatt. He endorses her. And again, it's like Kim Paxton said, if you're going to give away your endorsement to basically someone who hates you,
make it worth something,
or works against you, get something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we get the district? Did we get the redistricting? No, we did not. McMaster could have called these people out, demanded they pass it, call them out by name, lobby something. No, he didn't. He let Trump hang. And Trump, to his credit, kept his word and endorsed Evatt. But this has got to stop. I mean, he is just, I mean, we're going to end up with a purple state at the rate we're going. Let me tell you how that happens. It happened in Colorado. The liberal Republicans draw the districts so that Democrats continue to win or win more. And then they keep the primaries open. Then they put the dark money behind liberals who'd otherwise run as Democrats. It happened in Colorado. It took 15 years. It's going to happen here. And Trump did a lot of it. A lot of it. And you saw the results yesterday. Again, we should have 15 to 20 more conservative candidates in that legislature instead of liberal Republicans. Trump knocked out every one of them in the this was not this time. It was last time. They came for the rest of them. Thank you all for putting the Freedom Caucus back. A lot of them come out of the upstate. Why do they come out of the upstate? Because this station polices these races. If you tell us you're a conservative, we check to see if you actually are. So we managed to hold on to the Freedom Caucus. That's fantastic news. But I got to tell you, I mean, the Lindsey Graham machine, alive and well in South Carolina after last night.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.